It's Small Music May, and this is Celine Dion and Pierre Bryson, Beauty and the Beast. So in Jane's World today, we are chatting about whether or not you think it's a good idea to go into business with a friend. Now, this comes off the back end of the other night. Mr. T and I had dinner with a very, very dear friend of ours who lives in Johannesburg. And she was chatting about how she went into business with a mutual good friend of ours, actually, and how the relationship has just gone from bad to worse. She said it used to be a happy, like upbeat, like friendship connection, and it's now like very stressful. They've lost the relationship that once was, because now what they do is they just, whenever they're together, they just talk about work. So she decided to get out of the business in order to salvage the friendship, but fears it will never be the same as the damage has been done. I mean, it depends on circumstance, doesn't it? I mean, we've obviously heard the saying that you should never mix business and pleasure. And again, people say that you should never go into business with family. But again, doesn't that depend on the situation? Because surely if you are striving for the same thing and you have the same vision, it would work. I did a bit of research, and there are a few things that you need to consider before going into business with a friend. You know, integrity. Obviously, if the person lacks integrity, bringing them on board is going to be a risk. They've got to have a strong work ethic, because no one wants to be saddled with someone that don't like to get down and dirty. Persistence, because as we know, businesses fall or fail within the first year. So you need a person who's going to stick by no matter what. And obviously, as I say, you've got to be looking in the same direction. But I want to ask you, in your experience, have you gone into business with a friend? And if so, would you say, oh, it's the best thing that's ever happened, it worked so well? Or, hell no. 061-792-9495 if you'd like to contribute. Thomas. Chatting about whether or not you think it's a good idea to go into business with a friend. This SMS that has just come through says, no, Jane, it's not a good idea to go into business with a friend, because majority of friends are temporary, and because they are your friends, they can also most likely take advantage. Well, that certainly sounds ominous. Taking your comments on 061-792-9495. We are chatting about today on Jane's World whether or not you think it is a good idea to go into business with a friend. Loads of traction on our WhatsApp line. Let's take a listen.
Hi,
here.
Jane. I went into business not with one friend, not with two friends, but with eight friends. Admittedly, we all were friends from work previously, but it's been the best move we ever made. We are very like-minded, all very hard-working, and we've also got a culture where open conversations are very not easy, but where you can have an open conversation. So if you don't feel like somebody's doing their fair share, you can come out and say it. But it was the best move ever, 3 years in, and it's been marvelous.
I like to hear that. This one says, hi, Jane. Most important thing if you're going into business with a friend is fully understand terms and condition of employment, but most importantly, define financial commitments for joining, operating and exiting the business. Contracts around intellectual property must be clear. Even then, the business must get a good lawyer so that when things go wrong, nobody gets caught up in the legal bulldust. I haven't heard the word bulldust in years. This one says, hey, Jane, I have a business. My family gets the same price everyone else does. Likewise, my cousin has a business. From the get-go of going into buying from him, I told him, never treat me differently. I am just a customer. Mm-hmm. How about this one?
How's it, Jane? I'll stay anonymous, but I'm glad you brought the subject up, because I've been wanting to go into partnership with a best mate of mine for a very, very long time now. And we're both working our dream jobs, but we'd like to go and work for ourselves doing the same thing, but and together, obviously. And I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks maybe it wouldn't work for small reasons. The advantages way outnumber the disadvantages. And him and I have been really good mates for a very long time now, and we're very similar in so many ways. But I think also it's got a lot to do with maybe how you enter the partnership. If you enter it with the mindset of thinking it may never work out, you're always going to be thinking of or being very cautious of why it won't work out instead of focusing on why it will and make a plan for it to work out. So yeah, thanks for the awesome show, and I'm keen to hear what everybody else says. Thanks, Jane. Bye.
Well, thank you to you, my friend, and I wish you all the best. Up at ecr.co.za, I did some research, and there are a few things to consider before going into business with a friend. All those deets up at ecr.co.za.